times again I testify for you. I told I like you, that bitch I do. With all of them around you, kidding, dude, I'm not. She looks so pretty today.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Committed Before 30. We are a podcast that is centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal society. We are your host. My name is Libby, and I'm here with my husband,
Jalen.
Tell him your name, baby.
You already know what it is.
Today, we're going to be talking about in-laws.
In-laws is such a touchy topic when it comes to marriage, but it's very important.
Yeah, it's important.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, so I did come up with 5 questions that we like to do in the beginning of our show. Sometimes it's called Hurry Up and Commit. Mm-hmm. So I came up with the 5 questions that I want to ask you about how, I'm just going to ask the questions. All right.
Okay.
So the first question is, honestly, should you be afraid of your in-laws?
No.
Like,
absolutely not.
Like, because you know, like, some people are, like, kind of afraid or feel awkward to be around their in-laws and kind of, like, be themselves.
Oh, is
you know
that what I'm saying? Like, afraid? I see afraid as different. Like, I'm like that.
Yeah.
Is that why you asked?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, should you be afraid to be yourself around your in-laws?
It's just who you are as a person. I'm naturally a shy person. Like, I have such a big... personality that I don't let that out because people would think I'm literally a nutcase.
but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, even, like, we had parties, for example. I remember you'll say, oh, I don't want to dance. I don't want them to think. That's what I'm saying. Like, should you be afraid to show that side of yourself?
Baby, it's just who I am. I'm just a shy person. And like I said, my personality is very, very big. It doesn't take to a lot of people. People think I'm weird.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I'm just ask you the questions, then we can discuss more.
Okay.
All right. So the next question is, how should you handle confrontation with your in-law?
You shouldn't.
Why is that?
Because I feel like that's your place. Like, I feel like if there's confrontation or if there's something going on with my family and you, that's my place to step in and make things right or set certain boundaries or speak to my family. And then if something is going on with me and your family, I feel like it's your place. I don't feel like it's mine.
So what if that's part already been done? Like, say I know my mom would never do this. But say my mom is, like, constantly disrespecting you when you see her. And I've talked to her multiple times about this, whatever the case may be, and she's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from there?
I just feel like you know me. You know your wife.
Yeah.
If I get to a point where I say something, they ain't much talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a pushover. I let a lot of things happen to me until I'm a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
My family calls me a Tasmanian devil, literally, mm-hmm. for a reason.
Yeah.
So I do feel like that's why I keep my mouth shut. So I do feel like if it gets to a place where I have to say something, bro, there will be no coming back for me.
I'm just saying, like,
and I'm terrified. Like, I couldn't even have that happen. There'd be no coming back for me and everything would be ruined.
I'm just saying, like, to a point where, like you cursing them out? Like, are you willing to, like, curse out your in-laws?
Jillian, you know me.
Like, okay, that's a yes then.
There's never, like, a limit. When I get there, I'm there. There's never a, like, oh, I'm going to do this but not that. Hell no. I be losing my damn mind. That's why I try to keep to myself because you don't want to see me like that. I don't want to see me like that. It's hard to bring me back down once I'm up there. When I'm up there, I'm up there.
Fast. You know, it's like, I would say you like a volcano. Like, once that bitch erupt, the only thing that's going to make it stop erupting is itself. You know what
Bro,
I'm saying?
Bro, literally, the only thing that'll get me to stop is me.
You, yeah.
Nobody
else is going to stop you. Nothing else is going to stop you.
What's your next question?
All right, so the next question that I have is, what role do you think in-laws should play in a marriage?
I don't know. Like, we've only been married for 2 years and some change, so I'm still learning that. I honestly don't know. I don't know. And I'm also a weirdo. Like, I'm a loner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Cancer. I like to be in my shell. I like to be by myself. And so forming a relationship with me is very difficult. Even you can ask some of my friends, like, I am known as the girl that texts back the next day,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even a couple days after that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really good. I wouldn't say with forming relationships, but in that way with communication. And, we don't really see them that often.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm still learning what role they should play in our life. A lot of people do tell me that that's going to change once we have kids. Like, everyone mm-hmm. says that. Once y'all have kids, it's going to change. You know, you guys are going to need a babysitter. You guys are going to need them. You guys are going to. But I also am not that type of person to, for our relationship to switch up because I need you. Because right. I don't need anybody.
Right.
But even when I have kids, I know I don't have kids now and it might be different. But I don't see myself relying on anybody for anything.
Yeah. As
so,
you do.
But grandparents, that's typically the role they'll play. They help with, you know, they're your village. They help with raising children. But I know things can change, but I don't see that for me right now. So I'm still kind of learning what their role is in our lives, even with my family.
Do you feel like an in-law could play a role of like counseling in a marriage as well? Like mm-hmm. say, for example, say I did something fucked up, mm-hmm. but you don't really want to tell your folks about it. Mm-hmm. So you talk to my family about it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like
I'd be comfortable with that, or
no, not being comfortable, but do you feel like in-laws could play a role like that? Like, just not necessarily putting our business all the way out there, mm-hmm. but having like a, yeah, like just having somebody confirm or like, you know, maybe you should go about it this way because they've more than likely been in these situations before.
I feel like it's case by case because I wouldn't feel comfortable going to your parents about that or if we had issues in our marriage in that way because they're not married. I would either want to speak to either a therapist mm-hmm. or like speaking on your side. Yeah. I don't tell my family nothing. You know, I don't tell my family nothing.
Yeah.
But I would either want to speak to a therapist or maybe your grandparents. Like, your grandma and your grandpa have been married your entire life past that. So I feel like I would either want to get advice or anything from either like your grandparents because they've been married forever. Successfully or like a therapist or just anything, like anything goes on, like you get on my nerves one day and they're your parents, they raised you, so obviously that would probably be the best people to speak to. But no, I wouldn't. I feel like I would just keep it to myself.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying in regards to like my folks compared to your folks and my grandparents. Like,
I still wouldn't speak to my parents either, and they're married and they've been married forever and they've dated forever, and I still wouldn't tell them because I just feel like it leaves room for interpretation if you go to somebody for advice, or like it just leaves room for interpretation, and my love for you is different from whoever's love or know, like what they know about you or what they feel about you. How I feel is different, and I feel like in relationships before that I've been in, any type of venting I've done to someone about the person, I've always regretted it because I might forgive you, but that person might not. Or obviously, like, someone, you might forgive me or they might not.
Oh,
like, they
might, I see still what you're
have,
saying.
Yeah, they might still have a feeling towards me or you or vice versa.
So that's why I wanted to ask you, like, if it was me per se, I'm not going to go tell my family anything that would make you look bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the thing. That's the thing, though. You don't know how, I mean, you know your family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But still, they can take things a certain way. You get what I'm saying? It could be, this has happened, and I don't know how to maneuver from here. And it can go from that to, dang, I thought they were good over there. Or they put on this act like they're perfect. They're the perfect couple. But look, they're going through that. And I know your family isn't like that.
Yeah.
But it just, I feel like when you put people in your business,
you don't get nobody no ammo.
It leaves room for interpretation of what's going on in your home.
Yeah.
Speak to a damn therapist. I feel like that's what, you know what I'm saying? And then also it's someone that has no involvement. They don't pick sides. They don't know you from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like outside looking in always has the best perspective. You know what I'm saying? Versus speaking to people that know us.
I mean, I'm going to keep it 100. With that, I do believe, like, counseling and go to counselors is a thing. But what if, like, something happens and you just don't have access to that, but you need to get that off of your chest? You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with you going to say, well, to my mom or my dad. And I also want to say this about that as well. But I don't have a problem with you going to ask, like, you know, Jalen did this. And they can give you some perspective of, like, what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say, like, I know you said something about your folks, my grandparents, my family, my folks. I think it's important to get wisdom from both failed marriages and successful marriages.
No, I agree. I agree.
You see what I'm saying? I like to talk to my folks. Well, before we got married, mm-hmm. I would talk to them, especially my dad, about you know what happened, what went wrong, mm-hmm. like what were decisions that were being made to make it worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that that's different. I think there's a difference between saying what worked for you, what didn't work for you, how have y'all been married this long, what ended up ending your marriage. I feel like that's different versus saying, hey, me and Libby are going through this. Like, mm-hmm. I need some help getting through it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm just the most private person there is.
Yeah.
Like, and it may look like we're such a public couple or we don't hold anything back or anything like that. But I, like, knowing me, I am such a private person. Like, I don't like to let people in my business. I don't like, even with my family, I'm such a private, in her shell type of person.
Yeah.
I tell you what I want to tell you. And it's this much of me, typically, with people other than you. Everyone else, you'll know this much of me. So I feel like when it comes on to that, I'm just that way. I'm private when it comes on to our business or our just anything like that.
I see what you're saying. You make a good point. Like, you don't want nobody to be in your business, per se.
Yeah, but that's, you know, me. What I'm saying? You're a little different. But I do feel like, I feel like one thing I do need to really work on is finding that place of what our families play in our life. Like, obviously, they're our family. And I don't know. Sometimes I have a hard time finding what space that they would hold in my life, your family. Because my family, it's easy. They know me. Your family knows you. You know what I'm saying? They've been in your life since
forever.
They brought
you
here.
Literally,
so
forever.
My family, they know me. They know I'm a loner. They know that, like, all of my family, my sister lives like 10 minutes from my mom. They see each other almost every day. My little sister, Paris, I'm the middle child. That also should explain so much why I'm such a loner. Mm-hmm. But my little sister is dependent on my family. She sees them every day or speaks to them every day, you know. But me, we live an hour and a half away. And I've always been the one further out. We live an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
We speak, like, once upon a time, my mom was calling me once a week, like, dang, I ain't heard from you all week. You all right? Yeah, I'm good. All right, you good? Yeah, great. All right, bye. Love you. That's literally our conversation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am a certified loner, and they know that, and they think nothing of it. Whereas I feel like your family, you come from such a close-knit family. Where you guys, when I came into your family or when I met them, I genuinely felt like y'all were all best friends, which is a beautiful thing. But it's just so different from how I was raised. We live in Georgia. We were the only people here for so long.
Mm-hmm.
My family's in Jamaica. They're in New York. We were the only ones here. So I had like four people in my family. We had like four birthdays a year. You come from a family where all your aunts, all your cousins, your grandparents, your mom, like, y'all are all like raised together. Y'all are all here close in Georgia. So like, there's like 12 birthdays a year, 15 birthdays a year. I'm from somewhere a little different. So I'm just a loner, and they know that. But I feel like when I came into your family, they might have felt like, why she ain't talkative, or what's wrong with her, or why she don't come around a lot, or...
Nah, I mean...
I feel like it's a little different.
I feel like back in the beginning, it was possibly like that, but nobody act like that anymore. But what I was going to say, my family, there's no room. There's no such thing as being a loner. Mm-hmm. We're not going to allow you to.
See?
And you know what I'm saying?
I'm such a loner.
We're not
going
to allow you to do that.
It's so opposite. It's like, I'm friendly... Do you think that I'm myself when I'm around your family?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Like, if I were to compare you around your family to mine, I would say it's more or less the same thing. But of course, with your family, you're more outspoken. You speak more because that's your folks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with me, when we're around my family, I talk a lot more than I do around yours. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'm with your family, like, especially your mom, nobody, it's really just your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, you okay, Jalen? Yeah, I'm okay, Miss Susan. Like, everything is fine. It's just like, you know, Like how you said, they're trying to find that level of like comfortability, comfortability with your family and in-laws. Mm-hmm. But that's this question actually leads into my next question.
Okay.
Should you have a close relationship with your in-laws?
I think you should. I think you should. And we got married before we kind of involved our families in our relationship.
Kind of. We didn't involve them at all. Yeah. Well, at least not yours.
Yeah. We got married before our families were involved in our relationship. So I feel like we didn't really take the time to weigh in our family and our family's perspective or their acceptance or any of that stuff.
It's a funny word to use for marriage.
What, acceptance?
Let me tell y'all something. There's going to be a lot of people who either accept y'all relationship or not. And that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like everyone on your side accepted me, but I also feel like at the same time, I feel like some people on your side talk shit a little bit. Like, there was one instance where someone had said, they not coming to our wedding without meeting and approving of me. And it was just so crazy because at that time we was already even married secretly, but we're already married.
I see what you're saying. A lot of them are just talking shit though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think any of them were serious. I feel like my family, and my folks,
I don't take it serious, but I do feel like in the beginning I was very sensitive.
Yeah. Understandably, because I mean, technically in the beginning, like I just got engaged to you. Like you're a stranger to be honest.
To them, I'm a stranger.
Yeah. Now. Like just to be frank about it, you were a stranger to my family. So of course they're on the wall about it, but mm-hmm. I don't even know if they were on the wall about it. They were just like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? And they just wanted to get to know you.
Yeah.
That's why they was always like, where is she? Blah, blah, blah. Because they just wanted to get to know the person you are. That's it. And again, like, whether.
It's differences in where we're from, because we couldn't have been raised any polar opposite. We're so opposite, especially how we're raised. But also, I feel like, whenever someone has met my family or my parents, it's always just been like, oh, hello. Like, it's been very frank. You know what I'm saying? It's been very, just like, oh, hello. Nice to meet you. Okay, bye. Or it's been very, small like that, to where I feel like that made me, as a person, feel like they just trust my judgment. Yeah. When it came on to you, you come from a family that's like that. They want to get to know me, which is a good thing, but it's just different. It's like Southern. It's very Georgia. It's very Southern. I'm Jamaican and my family's from New York. So we're very, hey, okay, bye. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hello. Like, it is very, you hungry? It's very nonchalant, to where I feel like that made me feel like that was them trusting my judgment. Whereas your family was like, oh, we want to get to know her. My brain immediately didn't go, oh, that's a good thing, they want to get to know me. It actually went, oh, do they not trust his judgment? Or this is a little bit too much involvement for me. Whereas it's not bad. I just had to kind of change my way of thinking, because we're raised so differently and we're from completely different type of people or families. So I do feel like that was something, or a hump, that I had to get over in the beginning of our relationship. We're just so different. So the different things that were being done or said, sometimes my brain would take it as, think the worst, when it wasn't like that. It was just different.
it literally wasn't like, man, I don't even want to, go back to that time in our relationship, because
it was tough.
This shit, it was annoying at the least. It wouldn't say it was tough. It was just annoying to deal with. It's just like, why is this a topic of conversation? But anyways, I feel like that you should have a close relationship with your in-laws, but not too close. You know what I'm saying? Like they shouldn't, I shouldn't be calling Mr. Patrick and being like, hey, man, I don't even want to say that. Because I wouldn't even feel comfortable talking to Mr. Patrick like that, to be honest. Like,
my dad?
Yeah, in no, not in a way that I would talk to my family. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's nothing, I'm not
saying. What do you mean? Like, in what way?
Like, sometimes I can be like a bit like raunchy. I say raunchy jokes that.
Yeah, yeah. See, like, we're so different.
Yeah.
I come from like a very conservative, we're conservative in a lot, like 90% of what we do, who we are. We will shake our ass and have a good time at a party because we're Jamaican, but we're very conservative. We're very like clean cut. We never spoke about sex. We never, PDA is not a thing. Like we're very, your family, y'all be talking about sex or like I'll never forget your mom, your family is raunchy, especially compared to mine. Remember one time we asked my mom, cause I was, you tried to like hold on to me and kiss me. I was like, you can't do that. You're like, we're married. And I was like, mommy, like my mom is here. And you said, Miss Susan, to my mom, Miss Susan, is it okay if I kiss her? And my mom was like, well, we don't do that.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that shit was weird. We don't do
that. Like, I think the first time my parents have ever seen me kiss somebody was at our wedding. Man, literally. Like,
I ended up kissing her in her living room. I'll never forget it. Cause it was
you didn't
like,
do that. I think I ran or something.
I'm pretty sure.
You didn't kiss me, boo. I ain't doing that. No, like, we're very conservative people, so... Same like what you said, you wouldn't have conversations like that to my dad. Whenever your family has had conversations like that around me, I've literally been like, you see how polar opposite it is? I'd never say that to your dad. And then when they do it around me, I literally like clam up because we're complete opposites. It's kind of hard sometimes, but finding that balance, like I said, how in the beginning, first I'm thinking like, why is she all up in my damn business? Or why she don't trust your business, trust your judgment? Why she's trying to... Girl, she's just trying to get to know you. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you was all in your mind about that. Because I would try to tell you.
No, I wasn't in my mind. We're just raised differently. So it's something that I had to process and learn how to maneuver. Like, we're just very, very different in that way. My mama leaves me the hell alone. She just leaves me alone. That's just how things are. I would label it as surface level. Which is crazy because that sounds like a bad thing, but I enjoy it so much because I love being left the fuck alone. Like, it's very surface level. When she calls me once a week, it's, hey, you and Jalen okay? Yeah. Okay, what you doing? Nothing working. All right, bye. Like, it's very, like, singular.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when I call my mom or she calls me, like, I mean, it's honestly depending on how I'm feeling that day because a lot of the time I don't like talking on the phone at all. Like, sometimes even when you call me and you on your way home from somewhere and I'd be like, yeah, babe, yep. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes.
And your mom calls you for random stuff all throughout the day, like just random stuff.
She don't do that anymore. She used to definitely do that a lot, but not anymore. If she calls me, it's usually a purpose or sometimes she'll just call just to talk to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, like, since my grandma Bertha passed away and I see how it kind of affected my dad, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I just be thinking like, damn, like I need to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
I need to talk to my dad because that it can happen any day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then all that time that I felt like, oh, I don't want to talk to her right now. I don't want to talk to him.
I feel that way too,
you know,
especially with my grandparents. They be holding it over with me that I don't be calling them enough. But I did also want to say your mom has said that to me because your mom and her mother-in-law, her
ex-mother,
weren't
close. That's why
I came
with that
question.
They were
best friends.
Yeah,
so she told me she wanted us to have the same relationship, which I'm sure it'll get there like that one day. I am just, I'm my own, I'm a wall, like literally.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Homies sometimes can't reach out to me. I'm just really bad with communication, but it's a part of my ADHD. If you're not here to me, you don't exist, literally. So the only person I really talk to consistently is you because you're in my face.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't got no choice, but I feel like.
Even my best friend, Imani. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember back when we were married. And my mom, she would ask me, I want to have a better relationship with Libby, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I was just like, I mean, that's up to y'all to form that. And they got shit to do with me. And I'm thinking about it. I didn't mean to say shit. I said it again. But
we got to wrap up.
Yeah. I just want to say this last thing. I do feel like it would be harder for you to get that close relationship with my mom and my grandma.
Just
had.
Because of who I am, you think?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
I suck, don't I?
No. My mom and my grandma used to talk on the phone literally every day.
Yeah.
Like, she would call us in the morning before we went to school. We do, like, morning worship with her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would talk.
That sounds beautiful, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's just not who you are as a person. Not, so I don't
suck. I need to be better. I really do. It's genuinely who I am. I pray to God they don't take it personal. It genuinely is just who I am. Like my best friend of forever, my absolute best friend, been best friends for over 20 years. She sent me a 4-minute long audio message like a month ago. I just listened to it like a couple days. Like it's just genuinely me. And it's my brain. I get overwhelmed. Like I said, if you're not here, you are there to me. You don't exist, but I do need to be better. At least I need to go to more like family events they have. I do go, but I need to go to more. Yeah, I'm just not that girl. I really wish maybe one day I will become that girl and I'll be better. But
I feel like how your friend said or whoever the hell told you that when we have kids, it might change. It might change. So we'll see what happens.
I'm sure when we have kids, it'll change. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it will. Hopefully I'm not a loner with my baby and I'm just in here going crazy with my baby by myself and I lock myself in this room and I don't even want
to see. Y'all need to see how she treat Major.
How I treat Major?
You gonna be even worse with a baby. I just know you are.
Yeah, I don't play by my dog.
Oh my goodness. I just know you gonna be a whole lot worse once a baby comes in. My dog is my baby,
so okay. But you wanna go ahead and close out?
Yeah, you can go ahead and close it, baby.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Committed Before 30, a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal ass society. You know, we can cuss after 3 minutes in a YouTube video.
30 minutes?
Three. Man, that's wild.
Nah, just playing.
But we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're watching here on YouTube, don't forget to click the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to click the follow button.
Follow.
Yeah. We love you guys. See you in the next episode.
Love you guys, man. Hey, them in-laws, they ain't nothing to play with either. For sure.
You better not be talking about my mama.